Greetings, and welcome to the GAN 2017 year-end conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mr. Dermot Smurfit, CEO of GAN. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you, Michelle. Good morning in America and good afternoon in Europe, and thank you all for taking the time to join GAN's 2017 full year results conference call. I'm joined today by our Head of Finance, Karen Ashcroft. Before commencing, I would refer you to the note on forward-looking statements set out in our press release and which also applies to our discussion this morning. In advance of Q&A, we propose to go through our slide presentation, which you may have. If not, you can download the presentation from our website, www.gan.com. Turning now to page four of the presentation. On behalf of my fellow directors, I would like to take the opportunity to thank our employees worldwide for their individual and collective contributions to our enterprise software and services business throughout 2017, a year in which GAN delivered its first full year of clean EBITDA as a publicly traded company. As we initially signaled at our interim financial results in September of last year and subsequently reinforced in our trading statement a little over 2 months ago. In the full calendar year 2017, GAN delivered over 41 million pounds of gross income, representing 30% growth year-on-year. Gross income represents a reasonable proxy for our overall gaming activities, which are demonstrably accelerating year-on-year. Net revenue also grew substantially year-on-year by a total of 17% to more than 9 million pounds, resulting in our first year of positive clean EBITDA delivered substantially in the second half of 2017, which positioned GAN for further growth of clean EBITDA in 2018. Moving on two pages to the introduction and starting on page six, please. GAN is now an EBITDA positive growing business with more than 80% of our revenue recurring in nature. This has been achieved by taking a relentless approach to building a market-leading software as a service provider of internet gaming to the traditional bricks and mortar casino industry in the United States. It is and remains our stated mission to bring American casinos online, and GAN's momentum is self-evident in both the number and quality of casinos we have moved online since 2014. A timeline of GAN's history is presented for review on the following page seven, which visualizes our multi-year journey establishing ourselves in the United States. I'll take this opportunity to direct your attention to our marathon wait for Pennsylvania to pass legislation to regulate internet gaming, which finally happened in October of last year, some 4 years after the initial flurry of intrastate regulation, which saw three states regulate in  2013. We now firmly believe Pennsylvania heralds the recommencement of intrastate internet gaming regulation in America, a theme we will revisit later in this presentation. On the next page, we have set out GAN's previously reported quarterly key performance indicators, which we published throughout 2017 in order for the investment community to better track the quarterly progress of our core participation gaming revenues by aggregating together the diverse business units of GAN's enterprise. These key performance indicators represent, at a glance, the direction of travel for our regulated internet gaming business. Turning over to page nine, we have set out on this single detailed page the key characteristics of GAN's three major offerings to U.S. casino operators. We have simulated gaming, we have in-state online gaming if the state laws allow, and we have on-property mobile gaming for Native American casinos. While both simulated gaming and intrastate gaming are well understood, the third and last leg of our triple offering merits further explanation. Most major U.S. casinos offer their patrons free Wi-Fi to connect to when they visit the casino property. Based on information provided by our clients, we believe more than 50% of casino patrons of these properties are connected to their Wi-Fi network. Native American casino operators have the legal opportunity to permit their patrons to gamble real money by playing casino games on their mobile phones while inside the casino. The patrons are connected via Wi-Fi to GAN's internet gaming system deployed on property. GAN's mobile on-property gaming may prove disruptive to the existing relationship between casino patrons and their gaming interactions with physical slot machines and physical casino table games. We believe on-property mobile gaming may represent a material opportunity for GAN in 2018. Across the next two pages, I'll touch briefly on GAN's compelling proposition to corporate clients in the U.S. GAN's single enterprise software system offers our U.S. casino clients the ability to initially launch simulated gaming online in advance of potential future regulation of real money internet gaming. Today, only 4% of Americans can legally play internet casino games for real money, whereas 100% of Americans, coast to coast, are legally permitted to engage with GAN's simulated gaming. With GAN's patented technology, a U.S. casino operator can also offer their patrons the added benefit of linking their existing rewards card to their online account and permitting patrons to play online and accumulate reward points to redeem at a later point while on property inside the casino. The benefits of this patent are demonstrable in the results displayed on page 10, including a significant re-engagement of lapsed patrons who have not been to the casino in months, together with an incredible 25% monetization rate amongst patrons, which is unheard of in the adjacent social casino industry, where typically only 5% of all players monetize online. In short, GAN Simulated Gaming gets patrons back into the casino and gets more than one quarter of them to spend money online without cannibalizing the casino's existing land-based gaming business. In fact, the simulated gaming business enhances the on-property retail gaming business by getting more visits from their existing patrons who also choose to engage and play online. Turning to page 11, please, the compelling proposition for our clients continues. GAN is capable of initially bringing casinos online with simulated gaming, but is also future-proofed as a supplier because we're proven for real money internet gaming in New Jersey, where we deliver our platform to Paddy Power Betfair, which is now the second largest internet casino brand in New Jersey. Finally, the truth is that GAN simply won't embarrass any clients when it comes to matters of compliance. This is more important in the highly regulated U.S. casino industry than perhaps elsewhere in the world. We are fully licensed for gaming in New Jersey and maintain an industry-leading compliance profile in the U.S. and overseas. We do not undertake business in illegal internet gaming markets. These facts have already proven to deliver significant competitive advantage for GAN in competing for major contracts with major U.S. casino groups who correctly fear engaging a key supplier who may have questionable business activities overseas, which represent a licensing or reputational risk. On the next page, page 12, we set out in charts the cost discipline GAN has exercised carefully over 3 years since 2015. And in 2017, we retained tight, continued control over costs while still increasing our overall technical engineering resources in order to better serve our growing number of clients. As we have added clients, we have grown both gross income and net revenue without increasing our costs. This demonstrates that GAN's model has significant operating leverage going forwards. Longer term, EBITDA margins of 20% or more are possible for a software as a service company such as GAN, which is focused on a single industry vertical, in this case, the U.S. bricks and mortar casino industry. I'm going to skip forward, please, to page 16. I would like to concentrate investors' attentions on the U.S. patent that GAN secured in 2014. Last year, in March of 2017, the U.S. Patent Office confirmed GAN's patent was valid following what's known as an ex parte attack by an unknown third party, who we logically assume was a competitor which covets GAN's highly strategic patent. Following the confirmation by the U.S. Patent Office of our patent's validity, we announced in May of 2017 the commencement of a patent licensing program. GAN has now placed several U.S. casinos on notice of GAN's intellectual property rights and is engaged in multiple licensing discussions, which we believe will lead to new forms of patent licensing revenues for GAN, or, in certain cases, the decision by the U.S. casino in question to migrate their existing online business to GAN's platform. We have long maintained the strategic value of GAN's patent, and now we believe this value will become tangible for shareholders in 2018. We have to date licensed this patent to 13 U.S. casino operators of simulated gaming, and in parallel have successfully licensed the patent three times for real money internet gaming in both New Jersey and in Pennsylvania. The following key message is now being amplified in the U.S. casino industry. If you, the casino, want to place your on-property rewards program at the heart of your ability to compete online, then you must engage with GAN to either adopt our platform or license our patent. Leaving you all to review page 17 at your leisure, I will now hand over to our Head of Finance, Karen Ashcroft, who will take us through the full year financial highlights starting on page 19. Karen.
Thanks, Dermot. So over the next few slides, I'll discuss our financial performance in 2017, identifying highlights from the issued results. The results again show that we have made significant progress against our business objectives while continuing the necessary investment in our underlying internet gaming system and product capability. We are in a good position to drive additional revenue growth from our two core product verticals: simulated gaming, primarily in the US market, and regulated real money gaming in the US and European markets. As Dermot touched on earlier, the US market remains a key area of focus for the group. Net revenues from the US accounted for 57% of total net revenues in 2017, or £5.2 million. We have continued to make significant inroads into the US market, executing against our strategy to broaden our geographic footprint in advance of regulation. As such, we have seen the launch of simulated gaming for five customers in 2017. We launched Turning Stone Resort Casino in March, and a further four operators in May, including Windsor World Casino and Resort. As can be expected, with 57% of total net revenue from the US, the group has been impacted by the strengthening of the pound in 2017. The overall impact to clean EBITDA is £0.2 million. As planned, the group rationalised its cost base in 2017, maintaining a static operating cost base against growing revenues. The group achieved positive operational cash flows in 2017, and we have made real progress in reducing our monthly net cash expenditure. This has decreased from an average of £600,000 per month in 2015 to £400,000 per month in 2016, and now £200,000 per month in 2017. Now, I'll briefly talk you through the detailed numbers starting on slide 19. At £41.1 million, gross income for the year was 30% higher than the prior year. Net income also compared favourably to 2016, with a 17% or £1.3 million increase to £9.1 million compared to £7.8 million in 2016. The group recorded clean EBITDA profit of £0.5 million compared with a clean EBITDA loss of £0.9 million in the prior year. This represents an improvement of £1.4 million and brings the company back to clean EBITDA positive for the first full year since 2013. Net loss after taxation has again decreased from £3.8 million in 2016 to £3.5 million in 2017. The benefit the group receives from research and development taxation credits has continued. The loss after taxation of £3.5 million reflects the expectation of a successful research and development taxation claim of £0.8 million, while £1 million was received in 2017 in relation to the 2016 claim. This decrease of £0.2 million is driven by the lower cost of developers in the new Sophia hub. We closed the 2017 year with cash of £2.7 million compared to £3.2 million at the start of the period. Excluding the proceeds from the £2 million convertible loan note, net cash outflow has decreased from £5 million in 2016 to £2.4 million in 2017. Net assets have decreased from £10.9 million at December 2016 to £7.6 million at December 2017. Moving on to slide 20 now, we have a breakdown of net revenues for 2017. As mentioned, net revenues have increased 17% to £9.1 million from £7.8 million in 2016. As you can see from the pie chart, simulator gaming is as important to GAN as real money gaming. Simulator gaming has increased from 39% in 2016 to 45% of total net revenues in 2017. In monetary terms, this is £3.8 million of revenue share plus £0.3 million in game and platform development fees. Five new US casino clients launched simulated gaming in H1 2017, driving the increase of £1.3 million in revenue share year on year. Real money gaming revenues have increased to £5 million in 2017 from £4.7 million in 2016. Within this total, revenue share has increased from £3.1 million to £3.7 million, primarily driven by strong Italian revenues. Game and platform development revenues have decreased year on year as the client launches early in 2017 were substantially delivered in 2016. We go on to slide 21 now. The last slide in the section covers distribution and administration costs. Increased distribution costs are driven by an increase in royalty expenses. These are payments to third-party content providers, and the £600,000 increase is due to the higher associated revenues in 2017. Technology and infrastructure costs, as well as advertising, have been controlled in the year with an overall cost reduction. Personnel and related expenditure has also decreased in the year, driven by the lower headcount costs that have resulted from the Q1 restructuring. Thank you for your time. I will now pass you back to Dermot to continue with the rest of the presentation.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, I will now take the opportunity to offer investors a slightly more in-depth insight into GAN's outlook as we move into the second quarter of 2018. I'll move everybody onwards onto page 23, where we're happy to offer this insight into GAN's forecast first quarter key performance indicators, which are at record levels driven by both real money internet gaming in New Jersey and Italy, combined with significant increases in the monetization of simulated gaming players, which reversed 2017's declining trend on average revenue per daily active user, or ARPDAU. I'll move on to the next page. Turning to page 24, we can see the number of states in America considering passing laws to regulate internet gaming remains significant. There is an industry belief that Pennsylvania's regulation, conducted rapidly in Q4 last year after extended delays, may serve as a template for other U.S. states also considering how to further develop their tax base. Internet gaming in New Jersey generated over $40 million in tax for the New Jersey state last year, which, when combined with upfront license fees, makes internet gaming an increasingly lucrative opportunity for other states in need of increasing their state tax levels. We now foresee incremental regulation of internet gaming in both New York and Michigan, with Massachusetts a fast follower. The internet gaming regulatory cycle, expected to continue in 2014, stalled for many reasons. Credit cards didn't work online, which stunted revenues. An aggressive state-level lobbying against internet gaming emerged from high-profile actors within the land-based casino industry. However, the genie of internet gaming is firmly out of the bottle and will remain out of the bottle and continues to gather momentum. GAN is now uniquely positioned to capture these incremental opportunities in the U.S. as one of only two credible and proven B2B-only internet gaming platforms. The years of hard work powering Paddy Power Betfair's casino in New Jersey appears to be paying off, with multiple potential new clients now engaging in dialogue with GAN to evaluate launching an internet casino in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. On page 25, we'd like to confirm the initial technical launch in late 2017 of Windstar.com, a new challenger brand delivered online by GAN for one of the largest and most respected gaming groups in the United States. Supported by substantial marketing capital, we believe this brand can develop a significant and profitable market position over time in diverse regulated European markets by offering a new and unique gaming experience coupled to an innovative reward system expected to leverage the phenomenal U.S. casino property in the Oklahoma-Texas border. Windstar.com represents the culmination of GAN's U.S. strategy set in motion way back in 2013. GAN has always believed the major U.S. casinos can and should participate in international regulated internet gaming, and we're privileged to bring this extraordinary casino online in 2018. Turning to page 26, this is one of what we call the two free options that exist for investors in GAN. Mobile on-property gaming has been tried and failed in the past, and we think we know why. Later this year, GAN will bring mobile on-property gaming to one or more Native American casino operator clients with a unique product experience designed to learn from previous experiments and capture a share of the $70 billion generated by the land-based casino gaming industry in America, simply by disrupting the traditional interaction of casino patrons with their physical slot machines and physical casino table games, such as blackjack and roulette, while they visit on-property inside the casino. There are many valid use cases for on-property mobile gaming, and GAN will update the market on progress in this emerging segment later in the year. The second free option is set out in detail on page 27. Without offering to explore this detail now, the summary is easy to articulate. If the Supreme Court rules to lift the ban on sports betting, then the current addressable market for online gambling in states like New Jersey and Pennsylvania literally doubles overnight. GAN has positioned itself to deliver sports betting to our U.S. clients as an integrated add-on to the core platform, just as we might offer to integrate and launch poker or any other third-party remote gaming server. If sports betting is allowed online in the U.S., which should be determined in the second quarter of this year, GAN is positioned well to benefit from the rapid increase in the total addressable market. Moving on to the next page, 28, and by way of final comments on GAN's outlook, we are continuing our long-standing operational focus on New Jersey in order to consolidate our market position and work towards having two distinct internet gaming brands expected to be online on GAN's technology platform by the end of the first half of 2018. In parallel, we're also preparing for Pennsylvanian internet gaming to commence in the second half of 2017, subject to regulatory consents. For simulated gaming, we anticipate that revenue growth in 2018 will be driven by a mixture of new client launches combined with product innovation expected to greatly improve monetization when combined with increased marketing by existing casino clients to their patrons. Today, GAN has a strong sales pipeline of potential clients actively engaged in considering the diverse opportunities enabled by GAN in the U.S., including real money internet gaming in New Jersey or Pennsylvania, the opportunity to launch simulated gaming, and the opportunity to explore the potential for on-property mobile gaming. Accordingly, as it stands today, we anticipate announcing additional clients of our services throughout the course of 2018. Windstar.com, the real money overseas internet casino, remains on schedule to be fully operational before the end of this half-year period, and further information will be provided to the market and our interim results later in the year. When it comes to financial and operational matters, we believe we are sufficiently capitalized to continue executing on our existing strategic plan and have already successfully delivered GAN to sustain profitability at the EBITDA level, the clean EBITDA level, with positive cash flow reasonably anticipated in 2018. Continued expansion of technical resources in Bulgaria, combined with migration of our UK employees to more cost-effective offices in London, will also contribute to our ongoing approach to disciplined cost management. As a final observation, I'll offer the hard-earned reality that GAN is one of the very few B2B technology providers which are both proven and credible in New Jersey at a point in time when the regulatory cycle appears to be regaining momentum lost in 2014. This American adventure has proved to be a marathon, not a sprint, and delivering our first full year of clean EBITDA as a public company is a milestone achievement our employees and shareholders can be jointly proud of. We are extremely well positioned to capture incremental market share as the U.S. expands regulated internet gaming and potentially sports gambling. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our presentation today. Michelle, we're now happy to take any questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question-and-answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star two if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from the line of David Jennings with Davy. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Three questions, please. Firstly, just in relation to real money in Pennsylvania, I was wondering if you could maybe specify when you think the market will go live, what the effective tax rate will be, and when you think we're likely to get a sense for what the competitive environment is likely to look like there. Secondly, with respect to WinStar.com, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about what we should expect from the business in terms of revenue progression and achievable margins in year one. And then finally, just with respect to PASPA, if it was repealed, I was wondering what further investment in resources do you think would be required to maximize the potential for GAN? Thanks.
Thanks, David. I'll take your first question. So Pennsylvania Real Money Gaming, we believe it's a Q3 market commencement in 2018. That's based on everything we're hearing in the market today. We believe that's in the back end of the third quarter, not at the beginning, so in August, September timeframe. License applications for land-based casino operators, I believe, opens on the 16th of April, and GAN can apply, I believe, the very beginning of June to be a platform provider to Pennsylvania casinos. The competitive environment in Pennsylvania is a little bit uncertain at the moment, but we believe that there are effectively four, maybe five, indigenous Pennsylvania casino operators that are financially strong enough and have the risk appetite in order to move online with internet gaming effectively on day one. So we think not quite a majority, but a very strong minority of Pennsylvania casino operators will move online on day one, and then other Pennsylvania casino licenses will break free and be available to third parties who wish to enter the Pennsylvania market. So we see a complex blend of financially well-capitalized, strong, effective Pennsylvania casino operators moving online before the end of the year, and being part of the day one wave. And then a number of new market entrants, perhaps from New Jersey or perhaps from overseas or even indigenous to the U.S. but not already physically present in Pennsylvania, also moving online to capture the iGaming market opportunity in Pennsylvania. So that's Pennsylvania. I think on WinStar.com, you've asked the question of what do year one margins look like? Well, what I will offer is guidance that around before the end of the second quarter, our specialist Israeli marketing team will commence marketing. That's our reasonable expectation at the moment. We will adjust the level of marketing spend according to the efficiencies that we see when active with WinStar.com in the marketplace. I think as a general statement, I'll guide you to the presentation statement that we've made that we believe an internet casino at some level of scale can operate at 15 to 20% net margins. And I hope that will satisfy that specific question. And then the final one on PASPA, if PASPA is repealed, it does create a significant number of strategic growth opportunities for GAN. And we are currently evaluating, you know, what, if anything, GAN can and should choose to do in order to maximize shareholder value in the medium and long term. So sports betting for GAN is a significant opportunity because we've already engaged with a highly effective and very well-respected sports betting solution provider called SBTech, and we expect to have others in due course that are made available to GAN's clients of our core central player account management system, what's also known as simply the platform. So we can and we will have sports betting offerings available by default alongside the existing internet gaming system and the internet gaming platform for current clients and new prospective clients looking to address the sports betting opportunity in markets like New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Hopefully, that addresses the majority of your questions, nuances. David, feel free to ask further.
Thanks very much, Dermot. That covers it perfectly. Thanks.
Thank you. Once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the call back over to management for any closing remarks.
All right. Well, I will take the opportunity to thank everybody, no matter where you're located worldwide, for dialing into this call. And I'd like to thank all of GAN's employees for all of their hard work, both last year and the year to date. And I'll encourage everybody to continue to work together to grow GAN's business in the United States, in Italy, and other markets that we enter over time. Thank you all for listening, and I look forward to providing an update later on in the year.
Thank you. This concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation, and have a wonderful day.